Forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, fog early, otherwise scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 30s, with wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, upper 20s, and Saturday, sunny skies, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 73.
Pork supplies for China's upcoming Lunar New Year are projected 30% higher than year-ago levels. A Chinese ag official says the recovery will reduce prices compared with last year during the holiday. China's Lunar New Year holiday is known as the country's most important holiday, where pork is traditionally served at millions of family meals. It begins February 11, 2021. Chinese officials say that pig producers have built 12,500 new large-scale pig farms in the first three quarters of the year and restarted more than 13,000 empty farms. Officials say the recovery has been better than expected from African swine fever that impacted at least 40% of China's hog herds. The increased pork supplies reflect the recovery, but also large imports of pork. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says through August, exports to China and Hong Kong more than doubled last year's totals in both volume and value. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration calling the August derecho the most expensive thunderstorm event in modern history. As part of NOAA's billion-dollar weather and climate disaster list, the August derecho is estimated to have caused $7.5 billion in damage. The storm traveled from southeast South Dakota over to Ohio, a path of 770 miles, 14 hours, producing widespread winds greater than 100 miles per hour. The states most affected, Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, Indiana, and Ohio. This storm caused widespread damage to millions of acres of corn and soybeans, also had severe damage to homes, businesses, and vehicles. In addition, there were 15 tornadoes in northeast Illinois. Several were affecting the Chicago metro area. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News.
If your fall cleanup checklist calls for cutting limbs and brush, head to Hometown Lumber and Hardware for the equipment you need. The DeWalt 12-inch cordless compact chainsaw is built to handle tough work and is on sale for $219.99. Then blow away debris with the DeWalt cordless handheld blower for $169.99. You'll also find the Drill Doctor drill bit sharpener for only $129.99. It'll get your bits and points ready for the upcoming projects. Stop in for more doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Governor Laura Kelly, during her press briefing yesterday, expressed some frustration to quote-unquote anti-maskers in the state of Kansas, saying we need to continue to wear masks and social distance in order to minimize COVID-19.
Harmful anti-mask and anti-science rhetoric has politicized our ability to tackle a public health issue, much of it coming from our elected leaders. Here's the truth. The public health experts and scientists have done their homework, and they're all saying the same thing. It doesn't matter if you're in Norton County or in Johnson County. We can stop this virus if we wear masks, follow good hygiene practices, socially distance, and avoid mass gatherings.
In other news, a 22-year-old man from Monahan, Arizona, pleaded guilty yesterday to driving 11 and a half pounds of pure methamphetamine from Phoenix to Kansas. Sentencing is set for January 19th. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Two people are facing misdemeanor charges after vehicles drove into crowds at two protests in Lawrence earlier this year. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the drivers have been issued summons to appear in court for incidents on May 31st and June 29th. No one was seriously injured in either encounter, which occurred on Massachusetts Street in Lawrence during protests against police brutality. The driver involved in the May 31st incident is facing a misdemeanor charge of reckless driving and battery. The driver involved in June 29th had been issued a summons for misdemeanor reckless driving. And a western Kansas county was forced to suspend in-person advance voting for 3 days after a ballot misprint incorrectly identified a Kansas Senate race as a U.S. Senate contest. Ellis County planned to resume in-person voting today with extended hours after corrected ballots arrived yesterday. The incorrect ballots labeled the Kansas 40th Senate race as a U.S. Senate race. The names of the candidates were correct. About 4,000 of the incorrect ballots were also sent to mail-in voters. Election officials say the incorrect ballots will be counted. The actual U.S. Senate race on the ballot was identified properly. Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Mid-American Network News. The state of Nebraska started imposing new coronavirus restrictions after a second straight day of record hospitalizations for the virus in the state. Nebraska also reported 11 new deaths from the coronavirus on Tuesday. The state said 565 deaths have now been linked to the virus. Data from Johns Hopkins University showed the rate of new virus cases in Nebraska continued to rank fifth highest in the nation as of Tuesday. Nebraska State Police have arrested a Missouri man accused of pointing a gun at another driver on I-80 in western Nebraska. The Nebraska State Patrol says the incident happened in Keith County Tuesday afternoon when a cattle truck driver reported that a man in a pickup truck had pointed a gun at him. Troopers stopped the suspected truck a short time later and found a gun inside. The driver from Missouri was taken into custody by the Nebraska State Patrol. And big weather changes bringing a taste of winter to the state. Mid-America Network News.
Waiting for the best time to get a new truck or SUV? That time is now. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com, where you'll save big on the full lineup of 2019 and 2020 Ford models. Like the completely redesigned Escape and Explorer, the powerful Edge, the roomy Ford Expedition, or America's best-selling truck, Ford F-150. Buy now to get the absolute best deal on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including all the technology and safety features to keep you in command and in control, from the driveway to the highway. Buy now and earn low financing on your next great Ford. Go anywhere, do anything, and bring everyone. There's no time like now, because these great deals won't be around forever. Don't wait. Get to your local Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com today. Best-selling truck
claim
based on 2019 CY sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual enrollment period for Medicare Part D runs through December 7th. All Medicare beneficiaries are encouraged to have their Part D plans reviewed to see if there is a less expensive alternative available for medications. RSVP volunteers will be available. You can make your appointment at any time. Evening appointments will also be available. Please call ahead. On or before the day of your appointment, please bring a list of all the medications from your pharmacy. Also bring your Medicare card, and if you need help understanding details, feel free to bring a family member along.